You grew up evangelical, right?
Yes, I did.
I want to play a game.
But what's evangelical? Wait.
I just want to play a game.
Okay.
Did your parents allow you to listen to rock and roll music? Were they strict on that?
Ish. I had older brothers and they were in bands. And so, yeah, they're more strict on all the TV stuff.
Oh, but you know music, what I mean? It wasn't
Three's
like...
Company? No, ma'am. They were living together, not married.
But like you could listen to songs like, I want you to finish this lyric. Okay. This is the game.
I'm ready.
Pour some sugar on me.
In the name of love. Is that how it goes?
Pour some sugar on me.
I can't remember.
Blah, blah, blah. What's the next one?
I can't remember, but it's Bon Jovi, right?
Def Leppard.
Oh, it's Def Leppard, yeah.
I don't know that because
I'm hot, stick and sweet. Oh. From my head to my feet. Yeah.
I saw this comedian gal and she was with her husband and they were finishing the lyrics and she said, pour some sugar on me, fatten me up. And he's laughing because he's saying, fire me up.
It's fire.
And she's like, it's not a literal sugar and fat.
That's funny.
Anyway.
That's funny. Yeah. No, I don't remember them being as strict with music. But I do. I mean, probably by the time in high school, I was listening to stuff I was driving. But again, my brothers kind of set the tone. So, yeah. Okay. I have a game for you.
All right.
Of the two of us, who would make it longer in prison? I have a theory.
I kind of like being alone.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Well, you could be in solitary. So what are you saying? That works for me. Okay.
But I also, an aesthetic is, I like a good aesthetic. I don't know. I think you would.
You think I'd make it longer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think you would, but here's why this comes up. If you look over my desk right now, there's a letter from the comptroller. And remember about franchise taxes? And remember when I texted you one time? I'm like, do I have to worry about this thing? You're like, no, franchise taxes.
Franchise.
You're not a franchise. What do you think you are, Wendy's? And so then you said, ignore it. And then finally I sent stuff to my CPA and she's like, oh my gosh, like we have to do this immediately. And if you don't have it done by whatever date, it's like $500 a day. And I was like, oh, my friend Heather said, I don't know. Is that a... And so anyway, I got another one. My CPA said she's handling it, but I got another one from the comptroller. I'm like, well, this is where I go to prison. And then I started thinking of the two of us, like who's going to make it. And here's my theory.
Okay.
I think you're going to do better because I think you're so relational that I think you're going to make this a ministry and you're going to be like, let me pray over you for this. And oh gosh, I'm sorry that you totally Melendez brothered your parents, but it sounds like you had a hard upbringing. Like
that was just a part of you. We can find the image of God in you is still there.
So you're going to be over there like totally ministering to people. I'm going to be so busy trying to achieve that I'm going to be in the kitchen trying to get a raise or not even a
work
raise.
Work in the library. Or I'm like going to be in like, Shawshank.
Totally. I'm going to be looking for some way to Jones my way up to, Tracy, I used the word, to Jones my way up into the system somewhere. And then I'm not going to be watching my back quite literally and metaphorically. There could be.
Stop.
Okay, that's all I had to say about that. So,
oh, man. No, I think you would totally last longer.
And what? But am I?
I feel like you would, that achievement piece, you would end up doing the laundry of the main guy and, like Shawshank, end up having access to the books and framing him. And yeah, I think you'd do great. You'd get your way out. You'd get out.
You think I'd
behavior.
I am a people pleaser. I'd be like, are all the prison guards happy with me?
Everybody like the food, the dip I made?
The appetizer to your slop today?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Anyway.
That's good.
Well, that's
all right,
that.
Those are two fun games. Finish the lyrics.
And
who's going to survive prison? Play it with your friends.
I mean, we are full service, everyone.
That same comedian, she did this thing where she would call her best friend and she was trying to make it go viral. And I feel like people listening need to try this. You call your friend and you're like, hey, I'm so sorry. I'm about 3 minutes away. Like, do you want me to swing by your house? And you basically are still in your pajamas at home, but you're convincing them that you all had something you were supposed to go to and that person forgot.
Oh.
Because we are all moving and grooving at such a fast pace. Like, how hysterical. So she calls this friend, and this friend's already in the car with her husband. They're headed somewhere. And she's like, wait, what? Wait, I don't have this on my calendar. Where are we going? She like eventually makes up a story that they were going to go to the hospital and sing to the sick people. And her husband's like, I know this isn't true. So, okay. But you all can do that. Well, call your friends and pretend like you're supposed to be sober.
You're not going to have many friends because, I like to call it the early onset Alzheimer's game. Oh, that's all of a sudden like, oh my gosh, I think that all the time. I'm like,
What did I forget today?
Really, we're at the age of, we're in a stage and age of life, maybe for our kids, but at our age, you're like, oh, this is it.
Yeah, when people apologize, like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I forgot. I'm like, Grace, we're all just running on such high octane, information's flying.
That's why you're going to make
it. If I'm like so on top of my life that I'm mad that you forgot a little thing, then shame on me.
That's why you're going to make it in prison because it's all grace. And I would have been like, well, you kept me from achieving three things because I had to get showered. So, speaking of achieving things.
What'd you achieve lately?
Nothing. I'm just writing a book. Everybody knows.
We'll be ready when it's edited and out.
Won't we? Okay, yeah. But listen, I've been writing it at my church, as I've told y'all before, because, there's people around and I don't like to be alone at home. And so there's people around, but I'm not really talking to anybody.
Yeah.
And so I'm having to use the public restroom a lot, like at the church, right?
Yep.
And I have a question, inquiring minds want to know, and I would really like feedback on this from everyone else as well. What stall do you use when you walk into... There's a line of them, whether at the airport, like when it's not crowded, when there's a line of bathroom stalls, what is your propensity given the choice on which one?
What's yours?
Well, this will be controversial, everybody. Sometimes I go handicap.
Cynthia Yanoff.
Only if there's nobody around. There's nobody at that church but me. But I tend to go towards the end because I'm convinced that less people... Go that far. And so I
go to the first or second.
Okay. So I read this study and now I'm going to forget it. I meant to look at it again, but because we're so professional, I forgot. They say that women tend to go further in and men try to stay closer to the door because women want to be like further in the, more private. And men just want like, get me out of here
efficiency.
Fast. Efficiency. Like, I guess at the urinal too. I don't know. Anyway, the urinal is so confusing to
you're
me
like
anyway.
Standing in the bathroom with a tally and you're watching each person.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, which one are you going to?
You're like, this do you is always research. Go to this
one? Yeah.
And this is what authors do. Tracy, just for the inside scoop on what authors do. Authors are like, you know what? I need to organize this desk drawer. You know what I need to do? I need to tally which bathroom stall most people go to. You find anything to do except
write a book. Oh my gosh. Or you're like, this is going to be good content. And then you literally write a paragraph and you're like, I am writing in my book about bathroom stalls. I'm better than this. Or at minimum, my publisher is better than this.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Or you come up with an idea and you send it to your editor. You're like, what do you think about this? And it's so bad. And they're incredibly gracious. And they think, well, I don't know that resonates with the rest of the book or your audience or any human being that ever lived.
But they don't say it that way. You know what? Sleep on that.
Give it 24 hours.
Which is similar to what I say to my kids when they say something stupid. I'm like, sleep on that. Well, anyway, just for those of you who are just dying to know that outcome of this, they say the middle stalls are the cleanest, or the one article I read. So there you go, everyone. So if you would weigh in on which stall you're using, and by the way, now everyone's going to use the middle stalls and they're going to be dirtier, but I don't know.
Well, you didn't even mention the middle. We talked about the first and the last.
Yeah, well,
the last shall be first, and the first shall be last.
Okay, what's going on else? What else you got in your life?
Well, I was thinking about, you tell this to your kids, wait 24 hours, you know. I was thinking about high schoolers, because we had this event at one of my boys' schools for freshmen. And you have a senior. We're going to talk about that in a second. You have a senior in high school and a senior in college. Night and day, a freshman boy and a senior boy.
Yeah.
Couldn't be more different.
That's absolute truth.
And so this was a freshman boy event. So
physically and an every
physically, mentally, emotionally.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Self-control, responsibility, all the things. So this event is for freshman parents, and they do a little like thing about college, which is kind of hilarious. Freshman boys, last thing on their mind is college.
Yeah, college is like 17 decades away.
I think they're trying to get them interested or realize that what they're doing now matters, but whatevs. Anywho, these freshmen had a retreat at the beginning of the year where they were divided up into little groups and a senior led them through their whatever activities for the day. This night, this week, they went back with that group. So these are kids that they met at the very beginning of the year with a senior. And then parents were randomly assigned to rooms. And the goal was that you'd walk into the room and it wouldn't be one of your kids.
Okay.
And then they had the senior give questions like, what are three things we could do to make high school go more smoothly? What are three things the kids could do? What are three things the parents could do?
Okay.
And then you share your answers. And you're basically collaborating with other parents you don't know, not even your own spouse. And the students are all collaborating and you're sharing your answers. The goal being to get the perspective of the student.
Okay.
And the students to get perspective of the parents.
That's good.
And I'm there and I've already had one guy graduate. I've got a junior and I've got perspective on like the long game what we just
people
said.
People like had to stop and go to the middle stall and go to the bathroom before you were done talking.
No.
I thought you were saying you went on and on and on.
No, I'm just saying like if that freshman is your first kid, you're flipping out because they look like idiots. And you're like, how is this person going to ever go to college? Or how are we going to get them through high school? Anyway, so I just simply gestured. I said, look at this senior who's leading and look at these freshmen. It's so different.
Poor freshmen. Poor freshman's like,
I didn't say that out loud. I said it to the mom and the husband, and not husband and wife, but the two people sitting next to me. I was like,
yeah,
case in point right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, it's good to have perspective and like,
yeah.
Notice the little wins on your freshmen, like skills they're gaining, but don't hold them to the standard that they're going to college right away. They're not yet.
Yeah. Same thing.
But you do have one going to college.
I do. Well, same thing like between, like even, because I have a little kid too, like between kindergarten and fourth grade or whenever they go to the next, like game changer, right? Yeah. I was like noticing this morning they have, you know, like, I don't know what they're called, but the kids that like open the door, the fourth or fifth graders, whatever they are.
Door holders.
They get to open the car door and let the kid out or whatever. And I was like, man, you put JB on the curb. Gosh, he's gonna have tire tracks on him in no time because he's gonna be laying down in the middle. But I'm like, can you even imagine? Like, he'd get in someone's car and be like, what's this? And I'm just like, oh gosh, we've got a few years. But as Dorothy always says, my mom, everybody keep up. Dorothy says, everything in parenting is a stage, and there's no need to obsess over anything because it'll be something different in another month and then another month. And I found that to be true.
Yeah, and don't project like,
mm-hmm.
you know, JB's not getting his driver's license tomorrow.
Oh, either, gosh.
Right? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, in its own time.
He did ask me if he'd get a cell phone. He's like, and he's negotiating with me. He's like, how about when I'm 11? I was like, not even close. He's like, what if I'm like, and he goes the wrong way. I'm like, and I was like, 18. And then he's like, what about when I'm 7? I was like, okay, well, see.
That's you're 9.
That's not actually a negotiation because you're 9. So, yeah, it was a whole.
Bless it. Okay, but tell us about life with seniors because it's a lot and you're writing a book. Did we mention that? So that's a lot.
The spring
is a lot.
Spring's
going to
be busy because baseball. Okay, I've got a couple things. I have a good.
Oh, baseball too.
I've got the happy and the crappy. Can we say crappy on here?
I feel like it's more allowable than it used to be. It just means poop, so.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the happy. Are you ready? I don't know that y'all need a drum roll, but if you're sitting somewhere and you have drumsticks, I'd like a drum roll on this, guys. Okay. Brett Yanoff, my precious Brett, who has worked so hard in school his whole life. School's not been super easy for him and has worked and worked and worked and worked and worked. And so we're applying to all the colleges. We apply to all of them. We prayed scripture over every application before we hit send. Our whole family, we did the whole thing. And now it's all starting to roll in. Now, hear me say this loud and clear. I'm not saying because we prayed scripture over it that this is all happening this way.
It's all prosperity gospel
right.
for you,
it's all
right?
prosperity, because if you pray like me, then your kid gets in all the... No. But it has been so cool to see the doors the Lord is opening, closing, intermediately opening. But, you know, he really would love to go to the Naval Academy. You can't get in the Naval Academy, everyone. Okay. Now someone's listening like, well, my kid got in. That's awesome. Nobody else's kid got in the Naval Academy. Okay. Not a one of them, because it's impossible. But in order to go to the Naval Academy, you have to have a congressional nomination.
And which episode was I talking about running for office?
Oh yeah. And you were going to do that. Yes. Sorry.
Is that Super Tracker?
I don't know. He got it.
I don't have to run for office.
He got the congressional nomination.
That's a huge deal.
And we haven't been able to talk about it until February 1st.
What?
Yeah.
You can't talk about it?
We can't really like announce it until February 1st.
Well, this will come out February 7th.
So right. That's what I was saying. So I've been holding on to this little nugget for you guys. But not that anybody's close. Like, well, I was sweating over here about Brett's nomination. I know you weren't. But I say this because, one, it's so cool because I feel like this was just... I still don't think he'll get in the academy. Like but you can't get in without it. But even with it, you're not guaranteed in. But you're competing against you know, the best of the best in your district. We live in stinking Dallas-Fort Worth. I mean, a trillion kids that are trying to get this nomination and they don't give very many. And I just felt like the Lord gave a little nod there of like, I see you. I still probably won't get in the academy and that's okay. But it was just such a like a victory. And also for all those years, as we're talking parenting, that it just felt like, why is it so much easier for other kids? I mean, all the extra, whether it be tutoring or just late nights or quizzing him or all that, like, you know what? At the end of the day, the hard work, it does pay off, and not always in that sense, but it was just one of those moments where you're like, okay. So that's the exciting news on Brett Yanoff. That's the happy. Real quick on the crappy.
Well, I just have to tell you that I spied on Brett yesterday.
Ew.
I know.
Is it criminal?
No, I was at his school and I saw him and he looked up and then he double looked up and realized it was me.
And then he didn't say hi.
No, he did say hi. And he had his computer out and he was studying. I said, are you studying? He goes, yeah. I said, keep up the good work.
Oh.
And I almost took a selfie with him and then I thought, that'd be creepy. And he'd probably think I'm a weirdo.
So yeah, more than he probably already does. Okay, here's the crappy. So remember Brett just had Tommy John surgery 9 months ago and we've been doing a big rehab. And rehab sounds like it's not what I'm going for. PT. And it's been such a treacherous thing. And so Monday, he's a release now to start basic pitching. So Monday, big varsity scrimmage, the kickoff. And he's the starting pitcher. They let him pitch the first inning. And the three batters are up and he does great. We're so proud of him and all the things. And like monkey off the back and okay, like this is going to be good. Great. Yesterday, which is like 3 days later, everybody. Yesterday, he's running the bases.
No.
He pulled a hamstring. He's out.
For this season?
No, but I mean, he's hurt. I'm like, oh, like we, poor guy. Like we cannot keep him healthy. No, I don't know. I mean, you have to rest over the weekend and then they'll check and see if, you know, if it's just a pulled hamstring.
He spent so much time up here, he forgot about down there.
But he works out like a banshee. And because he hasn't been able to lift weights. Yeah, I don't think you say banshee. I feel like I'm sure that's bad. I don't know what it means, but because he can't lift weight up high, he lifts a lot of weight on his legs. So his legs are really strong. But anyway.
Maybe he hasn't been running. Who knows?
I don't know, you guys. That's it.
It was cold. I don't know. What can we blame?
Something. Banshee? So that's the happy and the crappy of Brett Yanoff.
Sorry. What is a banshee?
What is a banshee, everybody? Tracy, you don't know what a banshee is.
It's a female spirit in Irish folklore who heralds the death of a family member by screaming, wailing, shrieking, or keening.
Oh, if there's anything I'm going to do if he gets hurt again, I'm going to be keening.
Like a banshee? What did you say? What's the phrase?
Like, I don't know, like screaming like a banshee.
So he's screaming like a female spirit.
Sorry, Brad.
Who heralds the death of a family member. Well, that's depressing.
Oh, that was fun. Good.
It's good time.
We should move out of the comedy section.
Move into the grief comedy.
Right.
Okay, what else you got? You have some updates for us?
Okay, I bought a shock collar, everybody. We talked about this a little bit on our live. If you don't follow us on Fridays, live.
We talked about the shock collar and the super trackers. So give us an update. It's for the dog.
The dog got a shock collar, but apparently I got a funniest text from someone who said that I had said I was going to shock collar Heather if she didn't stop talking about sugar and calories and our cookie decorating thing, which I forgot I said it, but it sounds right. That's like, tracks. Yeah. Okay. So I bought her that and I've been
not going, me.
Oh no, not Heather. Gosh, no. That's another week. I bought Abby. Who names her dog Abby?
Who names her dog Abby? Why don't we have a shirt with that on it?
In her name's merch. Her dog Abby. Yeah.
Maybe it's too long.
In the merch we don't have. And so I bought her one and it starts with like the loud noise and then it goes to the vibrate and then it goes to the shock. And I started the loud noise. I mean, she didn't know what hit her. She was like looking around all startled. And after a couple of days, she was like, you know what? That noise isn't that bad. So she went back to her naughty ways. And so I'm like, okay, well, we're going to the vibrate next. Thank you. You were getting... I nearly said you're getting the vibrator, and I didn't forget about that. And so I said,
I'm like, where are we heading with this? Okay.
I lost the remote. She's out there barking like a banshee, if you will.
We got another banshee outside.
My female spirit animal is barking out there.
I think we need to rename her banshee.
And I think she's looking in like, whatever, like.
I know.
Because I lost the remote. How do you lose it? It looks like a walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
In my house, tell them.
It's so clean here. Everything's in its place. Everything has a place and it's in it.
And I cannot find it anywhere. Yeah. She won. Period. The end.
Maybe she ate it.
Maybe.
She might have. Okay, we need to know. Everyone loved the tuna. talking about the tuna. We got the Matthew McConaughey tuna.
You guys, we really love it when you respond.
It's so much more fun. When don't you think?
Yes. When you
we have podcasts. We have other podcasts. Mm-hmm. People listen to them. Mm-hmm. They'll tell us, oh, that meant a lot to me. Mm-hmm. But this is more fun. This feels like we're in on a conversation. Everybody's in on it. It's like we have a secret society. We wear pink on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm. Way to downplay our other podcasts. It's fine. Everybody
I'm just saying it's different. And you know it what I'm different. Talking about.
So everybody was talking about the tuna. Mike's Matthew McConaughey.
Minister of Culture.
The Minister of Culture at the University of Texas. He, but by the way, Heather has on University of Texas Longhorn socks at this moment.
There you go. They're very warm.
Anyway, y'all were all responding on it. Some of you have made it. Some of you had it. Tracy commented on, yes, tuna fish is better the next day. Everyone's had their say on it.
It ages well.
Like cheese and wine. And nothing like a canned fish that ages well. So then Mike texted me yesterday because he finally listened to the last sidetrack and heard us talking about his tuna. And he texted me and said, tell Heather that I have tuna again this week. And it's all right, all right, all right. So bad. I was like.
And the non-Matthew people. Do you think there's people out there that don't know what all right?
No, everybody knows that, okay. Don't you?
Okay. I had a little accent in my version.
Yeah, an accident.
All right, all right, all right.
Oh, an accent. Accent. He said an accident.
No, I didn't have an accident.
Okay, what else?
You were like traveling and you were speaking at a leadership event. I'm not laughing at you.
Yeah, it feels like you are.
When
my kid got sick.
It was a shocker.
What do you mean?
You were speaking at this. People were like, can we get a recording of it? Because you had your 3 points. You were
My points were good.
This was last weekend.
Can I tell y'all something? Yeah. I think I found my niche. I spoke last Friday.
Businesswomen?
Do people say niche?
Yeah. Niche or niche?
Niche.
Sure. Either one.
Okay. I think I found my niche.
Okay.
Niche. No, I don't. But I got asked to speak at this thing. We were doing a live from Houston. I was talking about it, that it was a women's leadership summit and it was not faith-based. I'm like, why would they want me? Like, I'm the worst business person. Ask Heather.
Handle the financials.
There's not a worse business person than Cynthia Yanoff. That's why you go to law school, because you're not good at that stuff. You can't do math. And so they asked me to speak. I'm like, lady, why? And she had heard me in Tennessee speak a year or two ago. And she was like, I just need you to come because you're hilarious. And I was like, well, that's lovely. But like, so I had to, Mike's
were
like,
you funny?
Channel your Nate Bargatze. Because I keep saying I'm going to be Liam Morgan or Nate. Yeah. Okay. Not only was I kind of funny, but y'all, my family can really appreciate this. If you give me a little bit of good feedback.
Oh, does it get bigger?
Oh, it was.
You get funnier and funnier?
No, I get more and more. I don't know if it was. I mean, I thought I was so funny. Now, I don't know that anybody else did. But then people, listen, these people, it was like being at the old school church. Some people like yelled out, were like, yeah, that's truth. Like talking. And someone else is like,
it's like a gospel church.
Like it was a gospel church. People, when I was making my points about like, you have permission to reprioritize your days. You have permission to do things that are significant. So I went through my permission points and then I kind of backed them up with stories.
People love
and all
getting
this.
Permission.
People want permission.
They want permission.
I think I'm going to go on tour with my.
Why don't you write a book on giving people permission?
Oh,
start over.
But you know what?
Start over.
I'm going on the UF permission tour, and it's going to be, my niche is going to be, I'm going to do leadership things. I'm going to be John Acuff. We'll get to him later. But I can also just speak at churches and talk about Jesus, which is a lot easier. But anyway.
But here's the bigger deal.
It went well.
You do have children.
Right.
And you have a young child.
Mm-hmm.
And this young child, like the rest of America, decided to get sick.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
So many kids are sick.
Have yours gotten anything?
Mine are good because we already had it.
Oh.
Knocking on wood. But we don't have it right now.
It's been really bad. Everybody has everything. And they were saying at my kid's school, somebody told me yesterday, if they had another 100 kids get sick, they would close it for 2 days. And it's what, I don't know what you're saying. It's the, where I'm from, my parts.
Your neck of the woods.
In my niche. People are screaming like a banshee about the flu. And the stomach bug.
Oh. And some random thing that doesn't fall into any of the categories. They're taking like the COVID, they're taking the flu. It's none of those, but it's got like sore throat, like virus-y. Mm-hmm.
Oh, virus is like, I was going to say it's the 4-letter word, but I know it's 5. It's the 4-letter word of taking your kid to the pediatrician.
Yeah, there's nothing to do. Well, sorry.
Thanks for my copay.
Just take some, I don't take
up
my kids to the
days.
Pediatrician first, a lot of that stuff. Because at this point, like I was pre-med bio. And oh, I feel like know the drugs that they're going to need, unless I need a prescription. Anywho, but tell me, you asked your husband to take JB. So
I was going to speak. I was going to really do my thing in Houston. And Mike was flying home from Philadelphia that day. And so he got home at noon. My poor mom, nothing like giving your 80-year-old mom your kid that you're pretty sure has the flu. But so I'm dangerous. Like, oh, what am I going to do? And so anyway, so she kept him. And I mean, she just threw Gatorades across the room and she wore a mask. I'm like, don't get close to this kid. So Mike lands and I made him an appointment at the pediatrician's office to take JB when he got home. Now, have you recently, has anyone sent their husband to the pediatrician's office?
We'll wait. Because yeah, we're going to need some silence for this one.
Moment of silence.
I doubt many.
Mike, I mean, and Mike's amazing. I had to tell him who the pediatrician is, where the pediatrician resides. We talked about taking an insurance card. We talked like it was literally
it's like 101 adulting.
Actually, when he walked in and they got him in and out in 30 seconds. And when I'm there, I wait forever. I'm convinced he showed up in his straight off an airplane business attire. And they're like, this guy's busy. We'll get him in and out.
I just had a heart attack with that clap.
Oh, sorry. That was a really loud clap. But here's the worst part, you guys. I forgot and took both sets of car keys with me.
What?
Because he had Ubered
women to the airport. Leadership, people. This is how you lead your
family. I know. You have permission to take the car keys?
So how did he get to the pediatrician?
He Ubered.
He Ubered?
With my little kid, both of them in a mask. Pretend you're the Uber driver. You pulled up at the Yanoff's house. Oh, okay. That's a nice looking house. They seem like normal people. Oh, gosh. They're both coming out in a mask. Huh. Oh, wait. I'm taking them to a doctor's office. So they mask it up and they go to the doctor's office. And then they don't have a car. Then you got to get to the pharmacy.
No.
And, no. And then you.
No, man. Stop. The Uber driver took him to the pharmacy?
Well, actually, I think the pharmacy was in the parking. One we don't use is in the parking lot. This is actually kind of funny, too, because we, with our insurance plan, we can't use CVS. If y'all know CVS, we have to use like Walgreens.
Same.
And ones. Okay.
Same. Is it Blue Cross Blue Shield?
Yes.
Yeah, they hate CVS.
Okay. Yeah. So in the parking lot is CVS, and Mike's like, okay, we'll send it to the CVS. And I'm sure the nurse is like, sir, that's not your pharmacy. And I'm sure he's like, I don't give a rip. So he sends it and he texts me and he's like, I'm waiting here at CVS. I'm like, they don't take our insurance. Yeah. He's like, don't care. Like not being rude. And I'm like, oh, he's going to get Tamiflu. And it's going to be $7,200.
Yeah.
And you know what it was?
What?
$14.99 or something stupid. I was like, oh, well, knock yourself out. So then he has to call the
medicine's
another.
Hard. Insurance is hard.
Dude.
Why is it so hard? I mean, he's a freaking lawyer. You know, he did a great job.
You know, but what's I'm just funny? Saying, he's an insurance lawyer.
No, he's
not. Yes, no lie told. So Then he has to call another Uber. So some other Uber is like, oh, okay, I know this neighborhood. Pulls up to the CVS. Oh, and out comes Mike and JB with masks on.
And a prescription.
And a prescription. So bad.
That's terrible. That's but what y'all, happened. I mean, this is real. Mm-hmm. Have you seen those like street interview videos where the dad's there with the kids and they ask the dad questions?
No.
Like, what's their birthday?
The kid's birthday?
Yes.
And they don't know?
Yeah. What's the name of your kid's teacher? What's your kid's best friend's name?
That's so good.
And without fail. And then they'll show the mom and they'll be like, ask all the questions. The mom's like, boom, boom, boom. And I feel like in Super Trackers, we need to cover some of this.
Okay.
Because this whole mental load is really top of mind for me. Ha, no pun intended. Mm-hmm. But I think it impacts marriage, and it's come up in our marriage recently, like, and I want to process with you. So anyway.
Love it. I have some marriage stuff too.
Yeah. Tell me about, so you have an anniversary coming up?
Well, we just had our anniversary. Yes. It was 24 years.
Wait, when's your anniversary?
January 27th.
I didn't get you anything.
Oh, I just assumed you sent it to
the
Mike.
Uber loop.
What's our editor's name? I just forgot.
Rachel,
please deal with what just happened here.
That was your Christmas gift.
Oh, gosh.
I need to get you a bigger vat of it for your anniversary gift.
My poor.
I should have had lingerie sent to your house. What's wrong with me? I'm putting it on my calendar for next year.
January 27th.
What's your 25th next year?
25th is big time next year.
So I have been married longer than you.
How many?
We'll be 26 next month.
Yeah. We dated 7 years. So I feel like we've been married like 30, but yeah.
Yeah. Since we got married at the turn of the century.
Oh, literally.
1999. Yeah.
What's that song?
I don't know. Oh, we're going to party like it's 99.
We're going to party like it's
99. Yeah, I then tell that joke. We were going to party like it's 99 because it is.
Because it is.
Yeah. No, I think that there's a lot. Like, that's a long time you're married.
Okay. Right? Well, it is. And so I was thinking, because next week is Valentine's Day, I thought we would, I wanted to talk about super trackers. And I even have a person that's going to call in that we both know and share kind of, I thought we could all share just like a little marriage advice. Things we know now, not because we're experts at all, but just what nobody told us.
But we have perspective and we have experience and.
So yeah, in honor of Valentine's Day, I think we should talk about that on. And then also one other thing that I want to talk to y'all about on super trackers. If you're not a super tracker, like, you've got to do this, because listen, when I spoke last week during the flu debacle and the Uber mess, guess who came to hear me speak because I was speaking in their town? Kate's boyfriend's mom.
Did you remember her son's name?
Oh, I said no name. I was so nervous.
Did you know her name?
Yes. And I don't know that she listens to this podcast. I have no reason to believe she does. That being said, show of hands, if your son started dating someone that had a podcast and a book, you'd be scouring it, right? I would, especially in late college when you're like, ooh, is this the one or not? I mean, you're reading books, you're listening to podcasts. So I don't know if she listens or not. NK, I'm just using your initials. If you are, she was lovely and so kind and came to hear me speak. And I got nervous, it got lost in translation, that I had asked her to come, which was not the case. She just knew because her son had mentioned I was going to be in their town. She came, she was lovely, but she said the nicest thing about her son. And I don't mean in a braggy way at all, like in a giving God credit way. It was the sweetest thing I think anyone's ever said to me about their child. But I'll share.
You're kind of tearing up. Are you going to cry?
No, I'm not tearing up. Do I look like I'm tearing up?
Yeah.
Oh, but I will say it in super trackers because I feel like.
We almost had a moment. We almost had a tearful moment with Cynthia. No. Okay. Yeah. So you don't want to share it on
here. No, because I'll put it behind our super trackers just because, you know, like.
For well, and I've got something to share that needs to stay. More in an intimate conversation about priorities and what you make time for.
Oh,
and
yeah. Don't say intimate.
Intimate.
I don't like that word.
Uber lube. Yeah, I think we'll save that for Super Tracker Shoot. But we need to know what we're getting sidetracked by.
Oh, yeah.
We're running out of time.
Okay, let's go fast.
Okay.
What's your first thing?
I am right now, as of yesterday, as I was carpooling. Yes, I watched it while I was carpooling because it came out yesterday. It's called You're Cordially Invited. It's on Amazon Prime, and it is the movie that our beloved Leanne Morgan is in. And let me tell y'all, she's not just in it. She is Reese Witherspoon's big sister.
Wow. Is she good? Be honest.
And she hits on Will Ferrell, and she is so funny. She is everything we love about Leanne Morgan in a character, in a movie. She looks natural.
She killed it.
She did.
Of course she did.
Such a good job. Now, I will tell you, it is rated R. There's a lot of language.
Oh.
So just, I don't think it's something you should watch with JB. Bless you.
Sorry.
You should definitely not watch with JB. But if you are a Leanne Morgan fan and Reese Witherspoon and Will Ferrell, I mean, so funny.
So funny. I cannot wait. I'm going to watch this weekend.
I mean, but when I say sidetracked, I mean, literally I had it on my phone and I'm driving around Dallas watching it.
I don't feel good about that. You know, my band teacher in high school used to say that when you sneezed, he would say, congratulations, because that's the closest thing to something else in terms of how your body reacts.
What?
It's the closest thing to...
what is happening? It's a family-friendly show.
Think lube. I know.
This is a family-friendly show.
Can you believe
show?
He would say that in high school? Every time someone sneezed, he'd say, congratulations. I'm like, what kind of creeper?
Okay, where is that high school teacher now? He is probably in prison.
Oh, and he'd make it longer than us. Okay, and then here's the first thing. We got to go fast. I'm sorry. Okay. Here we go. Okay, I always double dip. Heather says, and I forget what I've already said is my favorite thing or my sidetrack thing or whatever. And then Heather's like, you can't say that again. And I've decided why. And this is the first thing.
Why it's, you double dip?
Yeah, because I'm so unfortunately achievement oriented that like things don't stick with me. I don't really care. And I know it can be experiences too, but like I have the hardest time being sidetracked by good things. I mean, because I can't think of anything to say. So I always double dip. So I was trying to be really thoughtful this week. And the first thing I was going to say was we started watching the show Lost, but then I can't talk about that now because we had that horrible plane crash here in the US. And I'm so like sad well, about that. Yeah, it feels too soon. So I'm not going to talk about that. But so I'm going to skip. That was my number
one. But I was talking to another friend recently that has gone back and started watching it with her kids.
Yeah, we were going to watch it with
Brett. It's made it resurface.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of resurfaced. I've never seen it. So I'm going to move.
Oh, wait. You'd never seen it before?
I've never seen it, huh?
This is your first time watching.
That's what it means. Like, never seen it before. Yeah.
But I mean, I'm in shock.
I know.
Part of me is like, maybe you saw it and you forget.
No.
Because my husband does that all the time, and you and he are very similar. He'll like sit down and be like, we've never seen this movie. I'm like, we 100% have seen this movie. And then we get about 15 minutes and he's like, oh yeah, we have seen it.
No, I promise I haven't. And
you're
not
like into season three and you're like, oh, I have seen this.
No, no, no. And I don't love, I mean, I do it all the time, but I don't love to fly. It's my favorite thing. So I would have remembered that.
But that part is not, that's like a very beginning part of
season one. I'm only in the beginning.
Oh.
Okay, but what I'm really...
It gets kind of weird sci-fi, just so you know.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if you're a sci-fi person.
Not.
Okay, well, you may not enjoy that.
Second thing, but here's my other one. I am sidetracked by my mom's thoughtfulness. My mom is so sweet.
And whenever you do this, now I've got to say something nice about
you. You know, all my friends are like, you hit the jackpot. I'm like, I know. My mom bought us an anniversary gift and it was a skillet because our skillet's terrible. And she knows how many quesadillas I make because all JB eats is grilled cheese and quesadilla. She bought me a skillet and it made me so happy. And it doesn't matter what skillet, it's not some particular skillet. But she had bought me a bigger skillet of this kind at Christmas. And I guess I'd said how much I liked it. She bought me a different one. And the other day when I was dropping JB off to go write my book, she's like, drop by on her way, because he goes to school by her. And I ran by and she ran it out in her little robe. And she's like, I just wanted to give you this for your anniversary, but also just brighten your day. And I thought, gosh, she's so thoughtful. Like the apple fell so far from the dang tree. But
I don't think that's true at all.
Anyway, that was those little moments of thoughtfulness. It was a skillet. We don't even need to link a skillet, but do something thoughtful today. It goes a long way, everybody.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Well, and to notice that you appreciated it.
Yeah.
Okay, you know I've been using Screen Zen on Instagram. So yeah. I'm not on Instagram, but sure still have the addiction. So I'm sitting at my computer on Facebook and Reels on Facebook. That's the same thing, Heather. But I am now getting sidetracked. They keep showing me and they're so amazing. Have you ever heard of Graham Norton?
Mm-mm.
He's this British interviewer and you and I are interviewers. So I'm kind of fascinated even by his style. But he always has like a couch full of famous people. And sometimes they're connected through a movie and sometimes they're just random. And watching them interact, I don't know. He gets these kind of quote unquote famous people to kind of remove some layers and it's endearing.
Oh, I just want to watch.
I don't know.
But I don't want to watch the Reels. Is it like on something, the YouTubes?
He probably has a YouTube. It's okay. From an actual show that he produces. So anyway.
Okay, check him out. Graham Norton.
I don't know. If you don't get to the root of your addiction, you just fill it with something else.
Okay. We've committed that we're not going to go longer than 40 minutes. I'm talking even faster than I usually do right now getting there.
Go fast.
All it takes is a goal.
You're reading another John Acuff?
I know. I switched over. So yes, because I like the first one so much. John Acuff book. All it takes is a goal. He says, make a best moments list. I'm going to read it to you maybe in Super Trackers, but what that means, and we're not talking just wedding, had a baby, all that. We're talking the things that make you smile, the things that make you lose track of time, one of his examples, I drive by this pond next to my neighborhood every day, and there's a frog many times on the end of the thing. And every time I look to see if there's a frog there and I smile, like he just talks about like, what are the little things that are just small joys too? And making a favorite moments list and why
that
it matters.
That sounds like Ann Voskamp's 1000 Gifts.
Oh, similar.
And but you said you pop bubbles.
Huh?
When I brought it up before, and she talked about seeing the rainbow and the bubbles, you said you'd pop
them. You know, Ann Voskamp's my friend, everybody. Don't
I know.
Forget.
What I'm saying is he just kind of took that idea and he just
branded
it to be favorite moments. It's the same as a gratitude list.
Working it towards something, towards a goal. But anyway, I made one. I talked to my friends about one and I want us to talk about it. I'm going to read some of mine from my list.
That's very sweet.
I'm going to ask you some of yours, but I'm really into that book right now. What's your last one?
So I have my creative retreat coming up. Craft retreat, you will. I like creative better because craft sounds like your naughty word that you like to say.
No, it sounds like you're a nerd. No offense, crafters. You're fine. Okay, go on.
It's making a comeback. Ask Kate and all her friends. All these things are making a comeback. Crocheting and knitting and embroidery. Anyway, have you ever heard of Furbish Studio?
No.
Okay, they have adorable, hilarious pillows. Some of them inappropriate with bad words on them, but kind of cute and
like crap,
like quirky. Anyway, they have a whole set that are like punch needled,
like virus, the four letter word of pediatrician.
I'm gonna make you a pillow that says virus.
Okay,
I think I'm going to learn how to punch needle.
I love it.
On my creative retreat. So I've been researched. I've been sidetracked by this Oxford company YouTube channel. Again, I'm just finding another way to watch videos. It's not Instagram, yeah. But anywho, but punch needling. Okay.
I can't wait to see what this turns out like. I was literally thinking the other day, as much as I tease you for your crafting, that I'm so excited for another book because you're going to paint my number me another book cover.
I need to see your cover. See, this is their stuff.
I don't have a cover yet. But
this is their stuff.
Oh, it's cute.
I want to do the vibe one, you know?
Oh, it has dope.
Yeah.
Slay.
Extra.
Okay, I think we're not. Mood. What's IDC? See, I don't care. Oh.
That you can't do that.
Lit.
AF. You can't do that.
No, ma'am.
Snack.
No. Your mom was over there worried about you listening to Def Leppard, and you're over here saying AF on our podcast.
I didn't. I just had two letters. They don't stand for anything, right?
Well, mm-hmm. Okay. GTG is what I'm saying. Gotta go.
Well, what are you...
What?
Hmm. What is all your other notes here under sidetrack?
Didn't matter. I just made notes about this and that.
We shared what we were sidetracked by on Instagram, and it was because Tracy loved the sweater shaver I shared once. And we were like, hey, we should have other people sharing what they love.
That was fun.
That's fun.
Thanks for you that participated. And those who didn't, come on. Come on now.
What's the Valentine's gift?
There you go. That's all the things. Okay, well, let's pop over to Super Trackers because we figured out that we've
got more to say, but we're gonna pop over for our surprise
call-in.
Oh, yes.
All right, guys.
Okay, bye.